Everything okay? You doing all right?
Yeah.
I got a good life.
I got a post here. It's raw meat. Should I be worried?
Yeah, it's unhealthy.
I ate raw meat for the second time. Yesterday, I ate a few small cut pieces, and I felt fine. But there was a feeling where I want to shit, but I can't. I guess I got constipated.
Welcome to the F Plus Podcast, a gruesome place with terrible things read with enthusiasm.
And in the room tonight we have Boots Rangier.
I would guess that blood has some value as a ready-made life force. There'd be no need to convert it into anything. Drink fresh blood and it becomes your own blood. Possibly young blood would have a youth-restoring effect, but you would need a healthy source.
Bunny bread!
Drink fresh blood and it becomes... Oh, fuck! Damn it! Oh, shit.
Jack, check!
I have been experiencing white stools and 100% have them when I drink raw milk. Am I not releasing enough bile?
Kendrick Lapstar!
I used to get good energy from raw chicken if I wasn't eating it very often. Like, I developed a tolerance if I had it for 2 or 3 days straight. Also, I slonk 4 eggs in the afternoon and get great energy, but they digest too quickly in only 23 minutes.
And lemon. Do you think babies or anybody else throughout history has died if no one was there to burp them? Has anyone died?
Ever?
Hey, F Plus.
What's up?
Oh, hi, Lemon.
Hey, man.
Hey, is everyone feeling like on the ball? Is everyone feeling like their lives are like perfectly in control and like they know exactly where they're going
to
go?
This is exactly where I wanted to be at this point in time in my life. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Was totally. This in your dream journal, Bunny Bread?
It's not only my dream journal, but it was on my my cork board that I had up there. The various pictures that I posted.
What else was on your corkboard?
Well, Bart Simpson saying fuck you, and that was pretty much it.
Oh, you mean the riffraff tattoo?
No, that's, yeah, I mean, I got a tattoo of riffraff saying fuck you to Bart Simpson, and that was pretty good.
Oh, wow, that's fucking meta. That's like an Escher drawing.
Yeah, I know, it kept going within. It was an inception of tattoos, really.
Trying to one up the black Bart Simpson from Desert Storm t-shirt.
Well, yeah, that one. Sure, yeah. Sure. I don't dabble with the white.
I'm
Bart
very
Simpson.
Curious to see how this pivot is going to go.
What pivot?
I don't keep this in my
what
dream
pivot?
Journal. I keep this in my mind.
We're just
going to
talk about our dream journals.
Yeah, fair enough. It's
yeah, I don't. What like? Why would you need a segue from Bunny Bread talking about Riff Raff's tattoos to this document, which was given to us by Salubrious Rex, which is entitled "Put Meat in Jars Until It Rots, Then Eat It to Get High Off of It and Don't Shower."
As usual, hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, silly me for thinking that you were going somewhere with that.
Have we ever?
We always do such a good job of really setting up a cohesive intro.
The connection was just there, so I didn't really need to work.
Yeah. It's reasonable. Just, I mean,
for now, we're going to be going to r/rawprimal. This is a site or a subreddit, and I'll just describe here in the sidebar. There's a bunch of very masculine-looking men, sort of photoshopped poorly, and it says about community, the primal diet by Aeongius von der Planitz. Von der Planitz? Okay. The recipe for living disease-free with clarity, strength, and energy based on raw meat, raw seafood, raw milk, raw eggs, unheated honey, and juice.
I fry my honey all day.
He's dead, so let's see why he died.
Okay. So not a lot of fiber in that diet.
Raw honey? You ever heard of it?
Raw. Yeah, one of the current hot posts on r/rawprimal right now is 1 inch of penile growth in 4.5 months with primal diet at 18.
Fuck yeah! Live that dream.
Yeah, so... Wow. So, we have an intro here. The people of r/rawprimal follow the teachings of the late Aeonius von der Planets, who has written multiple books, in particular one titled We Want to Live, on the idea that you should only eat the freshest foods, which are uncooked, unprocessed, un-everything a reasonable person would want to do, to food to make it edible, and which has never been frozen to boot.
Okay.
They believe this will cure them of all disease, grant them strength and mental clarity, and change the color of their eyes and hair.
Good.
To, oh, it's the spice like, or whatever.
To
yeah.
gray because they're oh, dead? Is,
yeah, spice melange.
Yeah. Yeah.
Melange.
So, like, we did the meat-only diet episode.
Yeah, and we were like, most this seems of them were too tame.
That was dire. I am so frightened about what this
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's only three rules, Boots. There's only three rules. Number one, good. No vegans unless you're open-minded.
Okay.
What?
He said what he
Reasonable.
Said, Boots.
Why is that difficult to understand? No vegans yes. unless you're open-minded.
No vegans unless you are not a vegan.
Yeah.
Is that a trepanation reference?
I Boy, we're really going to have to go slow, huh?
Advice only paraphrased or quoted by Aeonius that can be found in the books or audio files. Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No advice. Oh, no advice from people other than Aeonius.
Oh.
What?
You can't give advice that Aeonius von der Planets didn't make.
Yeah, no, that's reasonable.
Huh.
Okay.
He's the only one.
And so you're saying that Aeonius, okay, so, but also he's dead, right?
Yeah, unrelated. Yeah.
He fell off his second story balcony, so it wasn't the food.
No, it was God. So this is a God cult. Couldn't wait for its latest angel. That's the yeah.
Okay. No stupid questions. That's number three.
Okay. Good.
Got it.
And then there's some allies of the subreddit, like r/raw meat, r/raw milk, r/raw eggs, r/sugar-free, r/stop-eating-fiber.
Stop it, damn it.
Oh, whoa. It. They mean cardboard.
r/nofap and r/no-poo. We got an F-plus trifecta here.
Yeah, they did it. Yep.
r/conspiracy commons.
r/stop gaming.
r/stop smoking and r/stop gaming.
Yep.
r/ex-vegans.
They're really trying to just get rid of all of their potential customers here, aren't they? Like, stop gaming.
So I think we're going to start here, Boots. We're going to start here with a fella that needs some
advice. I need some advice.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay.
I need some advice. My name is u/proxy. And I posted this 2 months ago-ish. Yep. I've been eating raw chicken for the last...
Yeah, what's the problem? Uh-huh.
Wow. Wow. This is first gear, we're gentlemen.
Starting strong.
Good.
This is where we're starting.
Yeah. That's the problem. It's just
this. Yeah, we still got our training wheels on. We're fine.
Whoa.
Okay. All right.
I've been eating raw chicken for the last few days. My stomach hurts.
What
should I do?
More ab work.
Any advice would be helpful. Thanks for responding.
Kendrick, what do you got there?
I'm C*0. Depending on the processing of the chicken, it could be soaked in some solution or soap, like liquid, which may contribute to that
some
problem.
Some solution?
Some soap-like liquid.
Yeah.
Boots, which one do you have?
Yeah. The chicken I ate was from ones I raised and killed. I just got rid of the feathers and ate it.
Well, but did they shower before?
That's your problem. You should have eaten the feathers.
Fuck?
Yeah, eat the feathers, dumbass.
What the fuck?
Jack Chick's a doctor.
That's true, I am.
What are you, like an Interplay RPG character? Yeah,
I looked it in the eyes until it died.
Like, I played RuneScape. I think this is how it works.
I just cussed at it until it dropped dead.
That's absolutely RuneScape. And then you would have two things in your inventory, chicken feathers.
It's the idea that this guy's probably lives in the suburbs, just going out and grabbed a chicken, just pulled some feathers off and was like, yeah, fuck it, that's probably enough.
That's probably, yeah.
Why am I sick?
What happened?
Guys, we can't. We started too strong.
All right. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, that was a little crazy.
Yeah.
So
dial it
so
back. Come
let's,
on now.
It's all uphill from here.
Let's dial it back. Yeah. Jack Chick, can you read me the thread titled Raw Pig's Blood?
Absolutely. So I'm main singer 4952. Yeah, this was 2 years ago.
Cool.
Hi!
Hi.
I bought raw pig's blood from the butcher, but every time I drink it, I get a slight headache. Is this detox or too many toxins in the blood? Anybody has experience with blood and how it affected them? Did you get headaches from totally organic grass-fed blood? Thank you, XOX.
So you kept doing this. You kept putting this in your shake bottle.
Yeah. No, that's also, like his Jamba Juice boost there, the raw pig's blood.
What do they do to prevent the blood from coagulating? Because mine is not coagulating.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Oh, yeah. You got some bum pig's blood, buddy.
Yeah, can I, let me explain. They take it out of the pig.
Oh! I just shoved a big straw into the pig.
There's the problem. You got to go out in the yard and get a fresh pig.
Yeah, okay, so I'm not supposed to be drinking the blood straight from the pig.
That's wrong, evidently. Okay, well, now we know. All right, next time.
My name's, I have an answer for you here, main singer. I'd stay away from swine as per the Torah. It is probably toxic.
Yeah.
I've never tried blood, but shouldn't it feel nourishing like the other foods? This sounds the opposite. Cool story! I picked up a nice tapeworm for raw pork. I now stick to the Hebrew side of my table.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. I never eat a cheeseburger. Yep.
Hmm. So I have a reply. What were your symptoms from the tapeworm?
Well, it attaches to your stomach lining, so discovered through fitness. Basically, would be able to feel it when stomach was stressed from working out.
Oh, come on.
Deworming pill dislodged it, and another one flushed it out.
There you go.
Like, for a dog?
Wait.
And another one down, and another one down, and another one flushed it out.
Wait a minute. Like, imagine some pharmacist that's like, no, man, I can't get you pig dewormer. I don't know why you keep coming here.
I mean, some kind of dewormer.
Any kind of
2 years ago, so 2021-ish?
Unrelated.
Mm-hmm.
You got a question?
Yeah, and then I respond with, wow, did it hurt at all? I'm just curious because I Jonas said that they are beneficial.
And there was a removed post comment removed by the moderator.
Oh, that's then, the ghost of a Jonas.
Yeah, right. But then Bunny Bread.
Yeah.
Neoplastin.
Anti neoplastin. Yeah.
Sure.
excuse me, gentlemen. I'm a trained professional. You shouldn't believe everything he says, but it's a fundamental tenet that all bacteria / parasites / fungi / viruses are beneficial. All of them. The only time they are harmful is when they mutate when you do something like just try to sear the edges of meat. That's the problem.
Again, I'm not a scientist, but...
Okay. So all parasites are beneficial.
Right.
Yes.
All fungi are beneficial.
All bacteria.
All viruses are beneficial.
Yeah, all viruses. Yeah.
So the whole reason that COVID was a problem was that we cooked the COVID.
We seared the bats.
You're searing your problem.
We seared those bats. So he's eating all kinds of
all these motherfuckers having a fever and cooking their COVID? Idiots.
Dumb
fucks. I think the fever is what making him say this. Like, that's probably right. Why is it so hot in here?
He's eaten all kinds of raw / rotten food and never had a bad experience. Like he says, if bacteria / parasites are bad, He'd have died a long time before he actually did.
What? Fuck, come on.
Wait. Assuming he didn't fake his death like Tupac.
All right. That's reasonable.
Listen, nobody's ever drowned. I drank a glass of water once, and I'm fine.
See? <Yeah. laughs> I took a bath.
Drowning's not possible.
Okay.
So fucking stupid, Boots.
Hey. No, my name's Weary Film 2364.
Okay.
And I got a problem here.
Yeah.
Eating snakes.
Fuck, come on, man.
How's that a problem? Well, there's a lot of Christian cults that are devoted to this.
Like, listen here.
What?
Earlier today when I was collecting eggs from my chicken coop, there was a small snake, copperhead. Mm-mm. It was only a few inches long, so I stepped on it and killed it. I picked it up and brought it back inside with me, rinsed it off in my sink, and I ate the whole thing along with my lunch. Two fresh raw eggs.
Oh my god.
I just swallowed it like a noodle.
What?
Yeah.
After about an hour, I started feeling extremely sick and dizzy.
Really?
Jesus Christ. From eating a venomous...
And then I fainted?
There's so many question marks. It's so urgent. Okay.
Well, wait, no, you're just preparing your YouTube thumbnail right there.
Yeah.
Eight snakes and fainted?
What?
Eat snakes my and wife, sick?
My wife, who is raw primal as well, immediately got me some goat blood from the fridge to replenish my strength. But
your wife is raw primal. This is definitely a thing that women would do for sure.
Oh shit, you passed out. This calls for some emergency goat blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
That's a Jack Chick thing to say.
We're both,
my raw primal wife became unshackled and got me the goat's blood from the fridge.
we'll deal with the unshackled problem
Bring
later.
The goat's blood!
to replenish my strength.
She's going through
the bass player from Guar.
Like,
yeah.
Looking through different bloods. She's like, wait a minute.
It's been about 5 hours and I still feel very sick and dizzy.
What?
And awful pain in my stomach and chest. But I haven't passed out anymore.
Oh, okay.
Any suggestions on what I can do to help?
More goat's blood?
I've been drinking the blood and eggs every few hours. Thanks, Bloody Bart, for the advice.
What is fuck?
I can't keep anything down.
What?
Really?
I was vaccinated for you know what 19 last year.
Wow.
Could this be the snake detoxifying my body from the altered damage mRNA spray for the vaccine?
Yeah, that must be what it is.
That's it.
Yes! Go ahead and Google how poisonous is copperhead snake. Ooh, it's called severe.
Now, how poisonous is the COVID-19 vaccine, though?
Normally we talk about how venomous a snake is, and I'm like, well, actually, he's not poisonous, it's venomous. But this time, you know.
Yeah, I know, he poisoned himself.
he poisoned himself with a snake.
I think to those people that haven't met Boots in person, like, when you meet him, you go like, you're the kind of guy that says... Snakes aren't poisonous, yep. They're venomous, aren't you?
Actually, yes. They're not poisonous, Gary.
That's correct. I heard snake meat is a very powerful healing meat, and that's why it was used in ancient medicinal imagery.
It was used in the imagery, was it? Okay.
A healing meat.
We skipped over the fact that he swallowed the snake whole.
Powerful healing meat.
It's used in the imagery. I love
that. Hold on, let me change my name in Discord.
I ate a lot of crosses too because they were.
While you're changing your name, Bunny Bread, you're going to be Nezimbrate.
Yeah. Nezimbrate.
Your weary film. I just want to before you say your thing. I had this problem as well. I fixed this when my significant other decided to hand me some raw eggs to eat. Here, take these.
Yeah.
Mind you, they might have been outside in our porch during the entirety of the summer.
Oh,
gross.
How? How is that possible? Well, how much shit is on your porch?
Yeah, you didn't even notice a bunch of eggs that were like...
These are my summer eggs or these are my winter eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah, this worked wonders for me. I firmly believe that this is a super cure.
A super cure. You know, that's okay. That's all fine, but I don't know what the hell Nez Nabrate needs to bring to the table. Try eating cheese!
What kind?
Raw and unsalted! Did you even read any fucking books by A. Jonas? Do you even lift, bro?
Damn.
Just sour some milk and slosh that shit in your mouth.
Yeah! Damn!
Oh, boy.
This is a really good cult, man. This is a really, really good
like
cult.
I love this cult. I'm in on this. Who's with me? Let's go.
Here, I'm just gonna read the respond to Bitcoin News 24.
Yeah, exactly.
Bitcoin News, Bitcoin News 2447.
Right, no,
awesome
Bitcoin
awesome
News
name.
2447.
Yeah. Posts a long thing, but he does say,
you
say
the
in the middle of it.
Context from response.
Yes, yeah, he does say in the middle of it, a raw cheese train might help pull out any toxins.
Cheese train?
Run a raw cheese train on that ass. Yeah.
Anyway, thanks there, Bitcoin News 2447. Yes, I ate the head too. If the snake meat can't help, do you know how I can get the bad mRNA out of my body?
Wait. It's just not the mRNA. I mean, come on. He needs more.
Hey, you double helix. Leave room for Jesus. Yeah.
I got to get the mRNA, the LMNRNA, the ZRMNA.
Get the bad mRNA out of my body and also the graphene and microplastics.
Yeah, and the graphene and the microplastics.
What can I do?
I mean, ultimately, right? That's the primary thing. Like when you go to the hospital, right? And they're like, "Oh yeah, you got a bad cold here. Here, eat this entire snake whole.
Yeah. A whole snake.
It's
activated
a
clay and some
yes.
No, I just need an egg. I just need an egg that's been cooking on the porch all summer.
Cooking, absorbing wonderful vibes.
Detoxing.
It was an ancient imagery. I saw it on a cave wall, I think.
Oh, cool. Hey, what's going on? Jack Chick, what's going on with Bulletistic?
Yeah, nauseous or feeling vomiting.
Feeling like other people are vomiting on you.
Yeah, I'm feeling all the vomit on me.
Hey
guys.
Hi primals. Hey. I'm new to this diet 2 months now. I heard from a Jonas on the internet when I was searching for healthy diet.
You did? Because he's dead.
But I gotta admit, this diet every week causing me the feeling of nausea or vomiting. Vomit nothing, just air coming out. I know that's weird. These two feeling one cannot endure so much and cause him hating everything. Hmm. Although I got some benefits from this diet,
mostly
less sleep and energy to do more work.
Oh my god. Yeah, what's the problem?
Oh, I can't sleep because of all, the vomiting.
All the energy, yeah.
Yet I still get that two feelings periodically, and in this new world where you have to work and productive all the time and can't get a sick leave easily, without being considered lazy or your manager thinking about replacing you, I think it affects any person heavily in the modern time. I tried to do high meat, airing it every 2 to 3 days and 2 weeks old now. I almost instantly get nauseous, one day two got sick heavily and started to feel dizzy and sweaty, almost passed out. I take cube-sized BTW. Is this normal to the diet? Are you guys experiencing the same thing? Maybe I'm doing it wrong. If you
when
can
you
point
say,
out to
when
me
you
my
say
mistakes.
I take cube size, are we supposed to infer that you don't chew? Like, that you eat it like a goose?
Oh, well, I don't even think he was, like, chewing it at all. I thought he was shoving it up in his ass. I take cube size. Like, okay. Because why do all that digestion bullshit?
Know that I get my food freshly killed, not always grassed. I don't eat organs when I know it is not feed grass.
I also get some fish and squid, sometimes oysters. I don't go to the gym, BTW. I drink milk every day, 1 liter that is distributed throughout the day.
So you just eat high meat and feel crappy. All right. Yeah, hey, you know.
But have you tried higher meat?
Yeah. You got to leave it in the jar longer outside. That's what it
means. Yeah, bro. Have you considered, like, eggs that have been left since the dawn of time?
I haven't, but you know what? Summer?
Yeah.
Maybe I should.
The old porch eggs.
We're going to finish the last post in this section. This section is called, I ate raw meat and I got sick? Anyway, Kendrick, what's going on with a user by the name of A Becoming? Not The Becoming, but, you know, just A Becoming.
Hold on, because I clicked the wrong person. I'm A Becoming. Tiny orange crystals in urine after beginning raw primal?
Oh.
I began raw primal.
That's called Tang, baby. Come on, man.
I began raw primal 6 days ago.
It's patang when it's like that.
I've been eating a pound of raw beef heart for lunch, and then a pound of raw beef liver for dinner every day, in addition to raw unsalted butter, raw milk, and raw eggs until satiety. Till I'm not hungry no more.
Till we live in a society. So much.
Don't judge me.
Bunny Bread, do you want to open up a food truck that's called Menace to Society?
I feel so much better, and my digestion is vastly improved, except for this one symptom.
Uh-huh.
This morning, I found orange little crystals in my urine, and then again after
lunch. I sift through my urine every day, as one does.
The area hurts a bit, too. From an online search, it seems to be uric acid or mineral crystals. I'm guessing from the liver. Any advice on how to remedy this? I'd like to continue eating liver daily as it makes me feel great. Thanks.
You could probably eat the same food that I put my cat on when he had that problem.
What, was it liver?
was your cat eating a pound of raw liver every day?
Yeah, what about the beef heart?
Yeah.
Captain
Beef Heart.
Yeah, Captain Beefheart. Going to the next section here, Bunny Bread. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a post 10 months ago from a user by the name of... I almost did a Roxanne joke. No,
No, do it. You've already...
No, I stopped myself. No,
it's
cooler
fine.
Heads prevailed. Thanks,
all right.
I've made a lot of dog shit jokes in this podcast.
What's one more?
Yeah, you're right. Roxanster!
There you go. There you go.
Roxanne, right, Esther, 97.
Yeah. Anyway, what's going on?
Oh, yeah. I need some urgent help! Oh, shit! Oh, God! Oh.
Don't worry,
Reddit's
here.
We can definitely help you.
Ooh, okay, yeah, good, thanks.
r/all shitting in various buckets.
I'm glad I skipped urgent care and came directly here. All right. Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm new to the diet. I'm Roxanne. I will be honest and say I don't follow through like 100%, but I incorporate most of my foods raw due to not finding some stuff raw and temporary financial limitations. All right. I had what I would call a detox, I believe. After eating with family this December/January, some things cooked. Like sauces, you know, homemade for steaks and meats and some pasteurized dairy because I couldn't go to the farm. I live with someone that doesn't do raw primal, so sometimes I eat still healthy and pay attention to the ingredients and their quality. But I sometimes eat cooked.
Gas.
What?
I'm sorry.
Ban this sick filth.
I'm sorry.
I bet you have normal urine.
I'll see myself out. I've had diarrhea for the past week or so.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think it's gone past 1 week already, actually. At first, I had a strong question mark stomach. I'm not sure which one is my stomach. Pains that went away after a day or two, T-O-O. It's sometimes watery, sometimes more solid, but still soft, always yellowish in color. I'm 1 month old. Do I experience a strong detox?
Yep.
Okay, where are the stomach pains?
How many times does the word detox show up in the stomach?
No, don't try that. You're going to overload your computer. You're going to die.
Brave has crashed. What the fuck?
it's a funny term for a lot of people that are all in like toxic states.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm in detox. You know,
I'm all up under that detox. Were the stomach pains a sign of stomach issues or irritable bowel stuff? Sure. Yeah, who can say? More should it go on?
If only doctors existed.
Yeah, I try to nourish myself because I got quite dehydrated and dizzy. I definitely feel some deficiencies I didn't experience. I definitely feel some things I didn't feel. But I don't want to always be in a crisis to be near a toilet and have dehydration because of that. The toilet sucks it out of me. I managed to not feel too weak because I've been drinking raw milk, kefir, fruit, and veggie juices too. What do you recommend? Oh, thanks for your help. Bye.
Is kefir? Kefir doesn't seem legal to me. There's got to be cooking involved in kefir somewhere.
No, right? No. They mean Kiefer Sutherland. They mean,
I was about to make the same note.
You eat that stuff raw. Yeah.
Just pure alcohol.
Hey, yo, my name's Deleted. Sounds like you're overreacting.
Okay.
Got him!
Woo! All right. Yeah. Thank God.
Finally, he literally, a doctor.
He literally can't move 3 feet away from the toilet, but he's overreacting.
You're being silly.
I never get scared, even when I'm going through crazy stuff. Depends what exactly is happening, but diarrhea eats lots of homemade or Fraser cheese.
Sure. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe I hear the blues are coming. Cookies and raw
a Fraser eggs. Cheese. Coming again. Mercy.
Sometimes when I throw up a bunch or have tons of diarrhea like you, maybe I'm a little concerned about hydration, but I never get truly scared.
Okay, so it's the fear.
Have to find what I can digest. Like, if I'm throwing up every 20 minutes, then usually decarbonated sparkling water with lime and honey digests
why have
all right.
Whatever.
And prevents me from being dehydrated.
Wow.
Wait, wait. Decarbonated sparkling water. What is the goddamn point of that?
Decarbonated sparkling water.
I take the water, I put it in the soda stream.
I wait for it to go flat again.
Yeah.
Just violently, like, stirring it to try and get all the bubbles out.
Yeah. Come on!
I'm allergic to bubbles. That's what gives me the shits.
I love that. Ness and Prati's back in the reply, being like, you gotta eat unsalted cheese again, over and over.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, but does also recommend, once again, cheese trains.
Yeah, you can also do cheese trains. Run that cheese train. Come on, ride it.
Go ahead and read it.
And cheese train.
Huh.
Can I get a Decroy?
It's time for the cheese train.
Yeah, my name's LaCrudivore.
It's a good name.
Everything about this is stupid.
It is.
That's the flat
LaCrudivore.
I am one of Anne Rice's best characters. nothing about your detox seems urgent.
Right.
Diarrhea is just your body trying to get rid of poisons quickly.
Right.
Oh. Well, is that what it is?
I know we'll do.
We'll shit harder. Okay.
The first thing you need to get on the diet 100%. Don't even bother doing anything else until you're committed.
Like
leaving the bathroom.
Like spiritually. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. Yeah, there is always a way. I am the only one of my family that eats 100% raw, can believe that. If they have meat where you are living,
okay.
Then just eat it raw. No excuse. Prioritize
the Jedi of shitting to his Padawan. Like,
yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, I'm sure
you're
time. Nah, you'll be fine.
Wait, Roxanne?
Yeah. No, okay, thank you. Hang on, I just had to puke and shit simultaneously.
Well, You'll be doing that again.
Okay. It's, you know, so anyways.
It's not going to kill you. It's going to make you stronger.
Thank you. That's right. Hey, oh, I got the shivers again. I understand that, but I also know if it goes more than a week, dehydration and deficiencies because of that can occur. I've been eating raw for like a year already. So, you know, but it's first time having this. So I didn't know exactly if it's long term or if it's serious or not. If we're Facebook official, like, I just don't know. This is part of my new life and, you know.
LaCredivore is here to save you.
Okay.
Unless you are unable to drink and eat anything at all. It is not a problem.
Okay, all right. Because I can eat my own pride. All right, great. Woo.
God, like salmonella is just part of the healing process.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but like if you eat a cracker, then you're good.
Yeah.
Now, and even then, the problem will most likely resolve itself with time.
Oh, so through death. Okay.
like all problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of this will be forgotten, so shall you.
All right, all right. Now, Lemon was trying to skip over this post because he doesn't want you to hear it.
Right? Well, oh, he doesn't want to know the truth.
No, but, not the truth I was trying to suppress.
But
no,
I'm here as Sad Refrigerator to expose Lemon and all of his crimes.
Cut this part out! Cut this part out!
Edit!
Hey. I have a serious problem with going to the bathroom. I'm doing the primal diet, eating high meat every day.
Okay.
I am forced to do enemas to go to the bathroom,
ooh,
but they don't even work that well, uh-oh, and it takes multiple to get the stool out.
it takes multiple enemas?
Yep. So just, you know, daily routine, wake up, give myself several enemas.
What you been using, bro? Like gasoline
work,
or what? I mean, maybe switch to.
I can't hang out today. I got to give myself 50 enemas.
Sorry, guys. I'm busy.
Well, man, you want to just like see a doctor? No, no, I got it. I got it.
No. I got a fire hose. I don't need a doctor.
Oh, my God.
I'm at a loss of words and knowledge. I cannot figure this out. I feel completely fine every morning before the enema, except I feel extremely constipated.
Right.
My life is literally hell. If anyone knows anything, please help me.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fuck, eat raw meat official.
Yeah.
Oh, you're verified.
Eat raw meat official. That's so good.
Yeah, Kendrick, what does eat raw meat official have to say?
Do suppositories of a mixture of raw cream, raw eggs, coconut cream if you have it, and a little bit of raw honey. If you're doing enemas, you're flushing out your bacteria, wrong ear, and creating a never-ending cycle. So, you know, raw cream, raw eggs, and coconut cream.
After you've done enemas, stick more shit up your butt.
Hey, listen, it's official. Like, this is an authority, right?
Well, yeah, no. Sad Refrigerator, you have an answer there, or you have a response there.
I'd love if that worked. I've tried many times, but the suppositories don't cause me to evacuate, so that leads to me being disgustingly constipated. Then I have to go do an enema or risk a hospital trip. I'd love to never do an enema again, but I cannot.
So I noticed, Kendrick, you found a Reddit post here about what a cheese train is, but it's impossibly long.
It is so long.
So long.
I mean, my God.
And when you try to like take out what like you try to get information out of it, you know, it's trying to get information out of a Reddit post. So, you know.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that, like, in this impossibly long thing, which is supposed to somehow explain what a cheese train is, but I still don't get it. The first response there is by Aeongius died for our sins.
Good.
Who asks? So we should sip water? How much? And then delete and says, well, according to Aeongius, we shouldn't be drinking water at all, and that's vert important.
Oh my god.
When has water ever helped humanity?
Like, okay, so, like, one of the people that we've read at this point is probably a troll, but, like, which fucking one?
Yeah.
How could you possibly tell?
I can never create a troll as good as this. Like, it's just...
Hey, Lemon.
Yeah.
Can you take the first post in this one for me?
Yeah, sure. Oh, good. Wow. Whoa!
This is from 3 days ago.
3 days ago? Okay.
Yeah.
So they're still alive, maybe.
Well,
do you remember, in our past? Do you remember in our past where somebody was eating raw chicken and we were like, where the fuck will it go from here?
Mm-hmm.
Here's where it's going. Placenta! Anyone have experience with eating a placenta?
Hell yeah. Bro.
We had a home birth 2 weeks ago. Fuck. So, we got to keep the placenta.
Yay.
The midwife threw it in the freezer. You know what I was thinking, Jack Chick?
Yeah.
I was thinking of just cutting chunks off and making smoothies.
Right, right.
I don't know if I'm supposed to defrost it and clean it first.
Clean? Why would you? Well, oh, bitch.
All right, so I'm Eat Raw Meat Official. Okay. I'm one of the moderators of the subreddit.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Bring some sanity. Yeah.
You don't need to clean it.
Dummy.
But it's probably not the best quality to eat unless the wife has been in a good diet most of her life and minimal exposures to toxins and no vaccines.
And no vaccines, of course.
It's also been frozen, so it's not as good as fresh of.
So, long ago, when I was in college, I took a class about family psychology. And, the instructor spent an entire class period talking about the value of home birthing and midwives and encouraged all of us that when we had children that we should eat the placenta of the child along with the partner because it was a really valuable bonding experience.
And so, I
know, like, I remember, like, still being a teenager, but having a biology teacher, like playing with a pig fetus and complaining about his sex life, and I was like, man, I know how you got here, like I know how your life led to this, but like, it's not my fault. You don't have to lecture me about it.
Jack Chick, did your professor share like a personal placenta eating recipe or anything? Like, did you?
Well, he talked pretty extensively about it.
Oh, but no actual recipe. Okay, so I get nothing.
No
that
recipe.
You could share.
No.
Oh, okay,
well, I mean, this was just the chunks and smoothies.
Oh, yeah,
the classroom. Yeah.
I like that Boots. Your guy was like, make sure that she has a good diet. And I was like, what the fuck? Oh, unvaccinated. Got it.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Yeah. Just FYI, we're still in section one of this 4-section document.
No, that's true. That's true. Now the section is called. The section is called These People Fucking Stink.
Oh, right. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Real quick, can I... I know I'm off track here, but can I just read a single sentence from A. Jonas's Wikipedia page?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Vonderplanets was born John Richard Swigart in Denver, Colorado.
Oh.
Huh. Really? His real name isn't Vonderplanets?
Oh, man.
No, his name's not Wonderplanets. Wow. Yeah,
oh,
correct.
See, I thought he was part of the Connecticut Vonderplanets.
Yeah,
and then
right. Just,
yeah, that's stolen valor, man.
That family that ships
seriously.
A lot, right?
Would it surprise you that Robert Atkins is the one who really helped him become famous?
Oh, really? Oh, holy shit. That would surprise me quite a bit.
I like that there's only, like, 4 kinds of scam artists. Anyway, so once again, in the These People Fucking Stink section, Bunny Bread, you are, you're Elwood Lady. I have a question for you.
What's that?
What to do about lice?
Oh, nothing. They're gorgeous.
I've caught lice from someone in my family.
Uh-oh.
Obviously, I'm not going to use the chemicals they tell you to
use.
What would be a good alternative? And more importantly, did Aeongeus ever talk about lice? New rule for this episode, where we have to just call him John now.
No. I will never do that. Okay. I'm going to call him.
Hey, John.
He's like, going to have a different name
a
every
John.
Time.
Yeah, no, A. John.
He's A. John.
A.
Us.
John in us. A. John in us. John.
I am Alcoholics Anonymous Orange Julius. Okay. lice! There are several ways of dealing with these little creatures. It is difficult to ascertain which will work for whom. Use your instincts and intuition. Vigorously oiling the body, especially the hairy areas, with a mixture of 1 tablespoon raw apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar, ding!
Of course.
With 4 tablespoons unheated above below, 96 degrees Fahrenheit, fermented coconut oil or stone-pressed olive oil, or cold-pressed below 96 Fahrenheit flax oil, and leave it on thickly for several hours, and then wiping excess without washing, and leaving it on for 24 fucking hours, smothers lice and retards the eggs from hatching. Close.
Wow, okay, so oil, bacteria, and heat.
Like you're doing a spell.
Yeah, that's 3 things that insects would hate. Yeah,
they
yeah, yeah.
do absolutely. When we ask insects, you know what really gets your grinding your gears?
A warm, oily place full of bacteria. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. That's why we never find bugs on like dead bodies or anything.
Yeah, yeah. Like, as a louse, I know I hate it. Clothes and bedsheets might get stained.
Me. Yeah, sure.
I want to warn you here. There's a caveat. Clothes and bed sheets might get stained. After 24 hours, slicing the oily part of the rind of lime, eliminating the white pulp, and juicing or blending the rind with the meat of the lime, and then rubbing the oily lime juice over the entire fucking body vigorously over hairy areas. Yeah, removes lice and eggs. Shove a lime into your hoo-ha.
Are we making larb right now?
Yep.
See how many times we said lime so far. Lime.
I okay. Please read the next sentence.
In case the oil and lime don't work, simply applying urine 3 times daily without washing at all for 24 hours without washing at all, folks.
Yeah.
For 24 hours gets rid of lice and eggs easily.
Yep.
5 stars. I love this recipe, but I didn't have any lines.
Can I get a little helpful piece of advice in parenthetically?
The odor can be endured.
All right, there's the episode title right there.
Yep.
Boy, what are the chances that I've been on 2 episodes about peeing in your hair?
Yeah.
F+? 1 in 3.
We got you pegged.
Right, yeah. Can we get a fourth? Can we get a fourth? Yeah.
Why don't we have bingo cards yet? Because, like, seriously.
We do. They've been on the website for years.
They're 14 There's inches a website? Wide by 40 inches long.
Oh, my God. Plus ultra bingo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That'll be our next marathon.
That's it. That's what we're doing.
We'll just have a 200 by 200 bingo card.
My heart rate just went up by 20 beats per minute.
Yeah, I know.
You know what the solution is, right? You need raw meat.
I just got depressed and tired as soon as I said marathon.
Oh, my God.
All right. Okay. Boots, I just want to hear just from you. That's
yeah, yeah.
All right. I just need to hear something from Eat Raw Meat Official.
Good.
Yeah. So just solve my problem if you wouldn't mind. Mm-hmm. Dandruff. Ever since starting this diet, I've begun to develop dandruff and an itchy scalp. I also stopped using shampoo and conditioner at the same time. But I still shower with just water about 5 times a week. I want to try using raw butter or egg yolks, but my hair is long and it might just end up too much of it. Has anyone else experienced it? Any suggestions or remedies?
And yeah, my name's Eat Raw Meat Official. I only get dandruff when I eat moldy berries.
Oh.
Make sure you're eating cheese and cook and put some bone marrow on the scalp.
Oh my God. What the fuck? Is this Army Hammer?
I love how every single sentence of this fucking doc is like, oh yeah, here's some new random crap to put somewhere.
My dumbest cousin would love this shit.
Yeah, you putting bone marrow on your scalp, asshole? Don't worry, Bitcoin News 2447's here.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God.
It's just cheese and moldy berries.
Oh, Jack, wait. Take Bitcoin. Take Bitcoin News 2447, please.
Okay. John recommended the following.
Yep, uh-huh.
Eating plenty of raw fat and alkalizing foods usually ends dandruff within 1 to 2 months. Occasionally, it may return for a week or two as the body discards old, stored, unutilizable fat and other toxins through the scalp.
All right.
That's where I get rid of
Rudy Giuliani sweats.
Yeah.
So fat is toxins, too?
That guy was just detoxing. Holy shit. Rudy Giuliani is always detoxing.
My mother said, a moment on the lips, a lifetime on the...
Yeah. During these times, a topical remedy can be applied. Once every second or third day, massage 1.5 tablespoons of cold-pressed fermented coconut oil or stone-pressed olive oil blended with 1 teaspoon fresh cucumber into the scalp and let stand overnight. Then wet hair, wash hair, and scalp with whipped raw whole egg.
Right.
Let egg remain for 3 to 5 minutes and rinse hair and scalp thoroughly.
Sure.
People are just making aioli on their heads.
Yeah, where's the apple cider vinegar?
Oh my God, you're right.
Oh yeah.
You're right.
That is That's really irresponsible. Like Bitcoin News. Jesus Christ.
Oh, you know what?
I thought Bitcoin News would be less prone to scams and bad advice.
Yeah, this is kind of bullshit here, man. My God, burst my bubble.
Okay. Kendrick, your name's C-Star Zero. I have a question for you, if that's all right.
My name is...
You're C-Star Zero. I've got a question for you. I have a toothache, and because I'm new to the diet and haven't cared much about my dental hygiene and consume sugary drinks often, I figure, okay... If cheese acts as a sponge with pulls in metals and subdues them with its mineral and fat content, metals are the cause of oral gum inflammation / cavity / nerve agitation by their rippling through everything. Would clamping my problem teeth down on some cheese and keeping it there help?
Yeah. What?
Just always be chewing cheese. ABCC, bro.
ABCC.
Whoa.
Yes, you can do cheese pulling to pull toxins and metals from the gums and teeth. Also, packing clay around the teeth can help pull some toxins out. But some specific type of French green clay or terrapin.
Always
clay.
Be chewing clay. ABCC still. It just works.
Eating cheese and honey after a meat meal is the best and help and rebuild the teeth as you know. So about 25 minutes after eat a cube of cheese, then 10 minutes after that, eat your cheese and honey. That way the minerals from the cheese and honey are protected. At least this is what Jindanus says. Also,
So if there's one way to rebuild your teeth and keep them strong, it's just smear a bunch of honey on it. That's really... I mean, I'm a dentist.
Also, he says 2 tablespoons unripe pineapple and 2 tablespoons cheese together will strengthen the gums around teeth, which may help reduce some pain. Ogenus said quite a bit about teeth and cavities, etc., and heavy metals coming from the teeth, so look in some of the text, there's a lot about it. Also, the updated toothpaste recipe is really good to keep the teeth clean so they can remineralize properly. I don't know if I answered your question fully, but hope it helps. It was all just one big run-on sentence.
You know, Eat Raw Meat official thinks that your advice is bad, but unfortunately I ignore him.
Thank God.
Bullet
dodged. Jesus.
And so I completely ignore Raw Meat official saying don't do this and say, right, thanks for the heads up. Just to update, my pain has completely subsided on account of this cheese pulling. I have to wonder about the efficiency of detox just biting down on cheese and keeping it there while idle and spitting it out every 15 to 20 minutes. at which point you can eat a fresh cube or have a meal after washing out the mouth, etc. This is possible for me since I work remotely, which offers me the slight luxury of being able to, especially conscious of the diet. But I guess that would damage the teeth by frequent impulse to dump metals, even with careful consideration of meat intake or mineral intake. And then Eat Raw Meat Official says, as long as you don't leave the cheese there for extended periods of time, it's fine. You're doing the right thing.
How can these people afford this much cheese?
My God, these are some cheese-rich bastards, aren't they? The bourgeois cheese.
Yeah, I'm not a big God cheese damn. Guy, yeah. But, like, this, you're investing in all of this. Like,
that's true.
But they're almost certainly making it themselves.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, exactly. Excuse me.
When they say cheese, they just mean old milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just like some lumpy shit that they found in their corner.
Unrefrigerated bowl of milk.
Yep. We left this out for the cat, but you know what? Waste not, what not.
I suspect they probably referred to that as aged milk.
Yeah. Then somebody comes in their house and goes, like, oh, that doesn't look very good. And they're like, don't worry, it's not salted.
Yeah.
Don't worry, there's no COVID-19 in it.
Boots. Mm-hmm. What's One Life 2027 have to say? That's when One Life is gonna die, I guess.
Well, it's gonna die in like 3 years. It's gonna be fine. Good.
Okay, yeah.
The primal diet causing fungus?
No.
Hi. I'm One Life 2027.
Cool.
Yeah. Hey, One Life 2027. The primal diet since about 1 month. And it seems like I have catched a fungus on my genitals.
Whoa.
Oh, good.
Which is not the best place to have one. I wonder whether there can be a causal link.
Yeah, what? There's no such thing as causality!
I mean, you never said don't fuck the cheese.
I know that Jonas see fungus as beneficial in helping detox. So could it be that the diet has triggered a detox that my body need the fungus to help him?
These people vote.
Is there other people who had the same kind of thing?
So what you're going to want to is you're going to want to pack your balls full of cheese,
right?
And then slather it with honey.
But don't
and leave
chew
it there
the cheese. You
got to
spit the cheese out. No, you gotta, more cheese.
Yeah, clamp your balls down on it for about 15 to 20 minutes, but then spit it out. Yeah, don't swallow the cheese with your dick.
And then whip it together with a raw egg.
Right.
Yeah, fortunately, nobody's explained to these people that buying 500 Ron Paul stickers is not the same thing as voting.
Yeah.
Okay, so this next section, holy shit. I know that, okay, so here we go. The next section is called Here's the Really Gross Food.
Oh, good.
I want another beer. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so here's something, Jack, you're about to read something, but before you read something, we have a note from the document provider, Salubrious Rex, just so you know. You're going to be running into, in this section, you're going to be running into the phrase high meat, H-I-G-H, meat, high meat. And high meat is a meat that's been left in a jar to rot and ferment for a long period of time.
Good. Oh.
They call it high meat because when they eat rotten meat, they get high off of
it. Yeah, I'm sure they get
high.
Great. Okay. Great.
Google, I'm sure they're feeling
image,
great.
Search high meat.
Thanks, Salubrious Rex. This is
Yeah. Anyway, you know what, Jack, if you'll take the user by the name of Tip Hop. TIP-HOP.
Wow, do not look up high meat. Do not look up images of high meat.
Oh, is there pictures?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So this post is called High Meat Infested with Maggots.
Hey, how did that happen?
After three months of fermenting oxheart, a fly must have got in the jar.
That jar
is now crawling with maggots. Oh. It will take me a minute to work up the courage to consume this.
So he's still going for it. All right, go get him.
Don't
want to
waste food.
Yeah.
Proud of him.
I'm wondering
if it's best to consume it sooner rather than later, or should I continue to let it ferment into a liquid?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Maybe this is a blessing.
Maybe.
And the maggots will break it down really fast and make it super potent.
Yeah.
Carrot.
Oh my gosh.
Anyone have any experience?
None.
I imagine being the poor guy at the DEA that's got to look up if this is illegal or not.
Boots, what's Eat Raw Meat officials' reply to that?
It's fine if you can stomach it. Just more stem cells, you know?
Yeah! Oh, so that's what Jonas said?
He did
this himself? I'm struggling to find any info, thanks.
Yeah. Any food that's alive has more stem cells, and you can eat bugs, by the way.
And you can eat bugs.
It's legal. It's in the Torah. It's fine.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Wait. Tip hop.
Bolded?
No, not the bolded part. Actually, before that, the response before the bolded part.
I wonder what kind of bad bacteria could be on a fly. Perhaps if a fly had eaten poop with chemicals in it, the bacteria...
That would be a problem if the poop had chemicals on it!
The bacteria might contain toxic bacteria, which could cause food poisoning.
What if the poop had the COVID vaccine in it?
I'm sorry. Let me read that sentence again.
The bacteria.
Because it's fucking bacteria. Nonsense. Perhaps if a fly had eaten poop with chemicals in it, the bacteria might contain that toxic bacteria, which could cause food poisoning.
Time I do this podcast, I come across the dumbest thing.
Jesus Christ! Kendrick, actually speaking, speaking of the dumbest thing. Speaking of the dumbest thing, Kendrick, read the post I just posted there.
Raw lamb brain went to my head.
What? So like you got egotistical because you're all, I eat raw lamb brain.
Get in my zone.
Keep yourself grounded.
I feel like we've missed like 5 minutes of Marx Brothers setup for this podcast.
I'm you deleted. Raw lamb brain went to my head. I can actually feel it. My brain is throbbing. How did it reach my brain so quickly? My eyes are actually blurry, too.
Yeah, this is like Arrowhead. This is fun. He's doing a live trip.
This really makes me think about Jeeper Creepers more than I already have.
What?
Like, wow, you are an evolved state.
I knew on some level that the organ you eat is the organ you replace.
So now you got the brain of a sheep?
Differentiation is so specific at that point, it would be physiologically nonsensical for it not to target that organ. Mm-hmm. But I've never felt it.
Well, I mean, that's why I only eat horse sticks.
There are no. Come on, man, I can only do this for so long. There are no nerves in the liver, so when I eat liver.
Let me Google how many nerves in liver.
Zero.
None.
Not one goddamn nerve.
So
Google response
to the listeners.
Like, I don't care what you N, lowercase a, capital N.
There are no nerves in the liver. So when I eat liver, especially high liver, I do get euphoric, but I couldn't feel it hitting my liver directly.
Right.
I just had four lamb brains.
Wow.
What?
Even the fact that they've been in my fridge for a while wasn't enough of a deterrent, I guess, because they literally went to my head.
Dude.
I have to eat an animal fresh one day, as in, like, I have to slaughter one and eat the organs and brains. I cannot die before I try that. I now know that the organ I eat is the organ I assimilate.
Now I become chicken nugget.
Destroyer of worlds.
Yep.
That throws a wrench in any pro-vegan conversion hypotheses I ever had. There is no way that we evolved on a plant-based diet. It just simply can't be the case. I need more brain.
I agree.
I think my brain is growing now. It actually kind of hurts, but in a good way. Like when you exercise your muscles, this diet is fucking amazing.
Yo, my new album, I Need More Brain, just dropped.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be amazing if this guy never posted again? This is my...
Wait. Yeah, so as you said, like, and you're not wrong, Bunny Bread, this is fucking Irrawit, or at least, like, people pretending it's Irrawit. Because, like, this guy's tripping balls off of his lamb brain. So, so posts a reply to his own post. Keep going.
I'm tripping. Yeah. I'm tripping as if I took magic mushrooms. Okay, so now I can even tell the difference between D2 and D3 and why mushrooms go to your head. But they can't be good. They have to induce damage because they're not the right molecular structure. They're imitations. Wait, what? Wait, whoa, what the fuck is up with mushrooms?
Yeah, bro.
Mushrooms are wannabe meat.
They're wannabe lamb, fermented lamb brain. Or,
exactly, they're diet meat. This is bullshit.
Every mushroom wants to be a cow heart.
Right.
Or is my body clearing out something that was deposited into my brain?
Like a
the
mushroom.
Search continues.
Keep going.
Deleted, continuing to talk to himself.
Oh, good.
Maybe we became symbiotic with the magic mushroom, which gave us self-reflection and language.
Well, I thought mushrooms sucked dick compared to lamb brains.
Whoa.
I mean, okay. I actually believe you. Like, I believe you. Cool. Because, like, you know, hallucinogenic effects can come from a lot of places. You literally poisoned yourself.
Yeah, definitely, bro. Yeah.
You absolutely poisoned.
I need more brain.
So I actually believe you tripped right there.
Like, this is a man dying.
Yeah, this is really... Right, this is the last sputterings of a dying brain. It's just like...
Hey, deleted, I don't know if you know this, but, like, you can just buy drugs.
Yeah.
Do I seem like a guy that has money, man?
You don't need to slaughter baby sheep and keep them in your fridge.
They're not that hard to find. I'm sure if you ask around.
Magic mushrooms, you just said, I feel like as if.
There's some farmer that's like, hey man, that guy's back out in the field again.
Lemon.
Oh, god damn.
What drugs could I buy that give me the same experience as whatever the fuck this guy's
on?
Eating lamb brains, bro. 4 lamb brains. That seems like a lot.
I remember I had a friend. This is a little bit of an aside, but like I had a friend that for a while was like into like a suspension of like he wanted to like have like hooks in his body and be suspended because like you know that amount of pain. I was like, what do you like about that? And he was like, that amount of pain like really makes me high.
Sure.
And I was like, yeah, I'm sure it does. But like, you can do drugs.
Yeah, it's just.
Like, I get the destination, but you can find another car. Anyway. Yeah, what's up?
How do you feel about good pig intestines?
Okay.
No lamb brains, man.
Let's see.
Yo.
What do I think about it, or what does Samuel Chill 0621 think about it?
I mean, you pick.
I'm Samuel. I got Chill. I'm trying to get some good pig intestines for parasites.
Oh?
Yeah.
I hope this sentence doesn't get weirder.
Nah, it's for me and my dog.
Oh! When you say you and your dogs, you mean like your frat bros?
Nope. Okay. Nope, we eat out of the same
bowl. Okay.
Yeah. I'm in Maryland.
Oh, that explains it.
I going to ask around at different farms, but wondered if anyone here knew who could hook me up with raw
intestines.
It's
got to be the same deleted, right?
With the poop still in it.
With the poop still in it!
I love chitlins, but I hate that they're so fancy. God damn.
If I had the money to spend, I would pay Little John to say, with the poop still in it!
I like the idea that all the deleteds we see are all the same high guy. Oh my gosh.
What the fuck?
Oh, you gotta. Jack, does Pippi Squeaky have a question for me?
I'm not full primal yet, but eating shit? Really? I didn't read this in the books.
Hey, Jonah, read between the lines, fucker. Eat some lamb brains and maybe you'll understand something. Dumb shit.
Yeah. All right. The last section here is general uncategorized crack pottery.
No.
Okay. Holy shit. Jesus Christ. Christ.
Oh, no.
All right. Bunny Brain. I'm gonna give you a choice. You got yourself a choice.
Oh, okay. Good.
You got yourself a choice.
Okay,
they
I
are
love
good
choices.
Choices.
Oh, no.
Some fucking smart motherfuckers.
Yep.
Option number one. Okay. And this first word is in quotes here. This is scare quotes.
Good.
Option number one, ethical fields of healthcare to work in.
Ooh. Okay. Against my better judgment, I'm going to hold out and wait for you to say option two.
No, understood. Understood. Because option two is, how long are you supposed to breastfeed?
Oh, no.
They're fucked up options.
I would tell you which one to pick, but there's something in bold in the second one that really caught my eye.
There's something before the bold in the second one that really caught my eye.
Okay. I believe some angels on my shoulder are telling me to pick option number two, and I, I'm a Christian, so please option number two.
Yeah, what's your name there? What's your name?
I'm trying to find. Oh, there we are. Okay.
Actually, the OP is username Thorodor, but that's not you. You're LaCrudivore.
I'm LaCrudivore thoroughly.
Yeah.
All right.
This is not a big community. I guess they do have a pretty high attrition rate.
Yeah, for some reason. They don't hang around here for very long. I'm LaCrudivore. Interesting comments. Women are, in fact, very toxic.
Women are, in fact, very toxic.
Thanks, bitch.
And breast milk might contain high levels of those toxins. It might be filled with womanly things. On the other hand, breastfeeding is extremely important for muscle and facial development, and also bonding, I guess. Despite...
I like LaCrudivore not being able to figure out what kind of creep he wants to be at this point.
I'm masturbating sideways. I'm just... like, everything is... Despite that, I have seen extremely attractive and symmetrical people who were bottle fed.
Fuck yeah.
What?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Let's hear it for the bottle feeders. Yeah. What's up? Throw them up. So, nutrients.
Bottle feeders, put your hands up.
So, nutrients might be more important. Nutrients might be important somehow. I would personally wait at least 2 to 4 years on the diet perfectly, both husband and wife sucking her own titties, before even getting pregnant. The fact...
What?
That's not the question.
Whoa! Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No,
wow.
No. Make sure. This is about getting rid of your toxins before you feed baby.
Yes.
Hey, I think this guy might not have good cognitive faculties.
Uh-huh. It's because you don't suck enough titty milk. Mm. The fact that I am creating life is too important to rush. And my future offspring will have to deal with health issues because of inheriting my toxicity. Boots, you want to say it again? Okay, that one. There are many milestones that should be achieved before being pregnant as well, such as being overweight and having a large amount of fat storage.
Yeah.
Don't be fat while pregnant, bitch.
Hey, can I talk to your wife?
Yes.
isn't it saying you want to be overweight?
Yeah, it's saying you want to be overweight.
Yeah.
Oh, whoopsie. Okay. Be fatter, bitch. Having done at least 100 hours of hot baths, the more the better. Being properly...
Malcolm Gladwell says I need to do 10,000 hours of hot baths.
Yeah, exactly. Now I am a master of my craft. I can get wetter than anyone. Being properly colonized by different bacteria. Eating... Wait for it.
How do we get those colonies?
Yeah.
I'm very glad you asked. I was going to share this.
So this guy watched that episode of Futurama where Fry gets infested with the worms. And he was like, no, that's absolutely what... Like, he jerked off to that episode.
I found clarity, as you will too. If you eat high meat and poop, that's how you get your different bacteria.
Yeah.
High meat and shit, ladies and gentlemen. Going through the moldy berry protocol to get rid of...
Oh, yes, the moldy berry protocol.
Awesome. The moldy berry protocol, as, you know, defined by NORAD, to get rid of as much heavy metals and also penicillin as you can.
What?
You want to get rid of penicillin, stupid?
Yeah.
Dummy?
I thought this was like a shot in a chaser thing. Like,
no. It's like, not like, yeah, you eat a turd and then you chug some penicillin. Right, yeah. Wait. You have to have at least 1 year of intense cheese trains.
Oh, my God.
Please don't educate us on what a cheese train is. I no longer care.
All right.
I know it's a phrase. I'm saying to the listener... Like, to the listeners of this podcast, don't tell us. We're not interested.
we would have looked it up, I promise.
I've already been practicing. You don't need to tell me what a cheese train is. Other people may have more suggestions, but these are some particular goals I personally am striving for, along with my wife. Although the woman has the most important role, I also feel a great responsibility to give her the best sperm I possibly can. One that is free of heavy metals, but filled with fecal matter.
Yikes. Man has the sperm to impregnate like the woman.
As a side note, if you're already pregnant or breastfeeding, do your best with what you already have. I would assume breastfeeding 6 months, at least to be good. Once teeth start appearing biologically, instead of, like, as metaphorically... It means they are ready to start introducing
the high meat.
Yep, exactly. They start introducing some food. Remember high meat, no penicillin for the child until they've eaten their shit.
Boots?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking here at two posts. Mm-hmm. Two posts by a... it's a confusing... username to be in here because it's Omnivorous Rex, which I feel like should be a pariah.
That ain't right.
Like,
yeah.
If you're actually omnivorous, like, get the fuck out.
But a Salubrious Rex clarifies no relation.
No relation to Salubrious.
Well, maybe they're just like they eat kings of all sorts. Like they just
they eat raw lion.
They're not very selective.
God. Danish kings.
Yeah. Scandinavian kings. Just whatever. Yeah.
Incredible joke, Bunny Bear.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I think Boots, we're coming up on time here, so I think I'm going to have to give you a choice to finish us up with. And you got three choices. All of them are posts written by Omnivorous Rex. Mm-hmm. The first post is called I think I've created a monster.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
The second post by Omnivorous Rex, no relation to Salubrious Rex, is Andre the Giant if he ate raw meat.
Okay. I'm not trying to influence your choices.
Again, we're not.
No.
Okay.
All right. I don't want to push you, but I will say that post contains a sentence in bold, which is, were giants more common and real thousands of years ago?
Okay.
Were giants more real? Like, did they keep it real? Did they keep it 100?
Yeah. And your last choice. Whichever you want to go with, but your last choice is vampires.
This is honestly
really tough because I did initially have my heart on vampires, but I think I'm going with Andre the Giant here.
Fuck! Wow! Peer pressure works.
Yeah, it does. God, they're both
were
so
giants.
Good.
More real? Did they sit backwards?
THEFPL.US. Check out this doc. There's so much in here. Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My name's.
There's another thing on the doc that we skipped over called "Is burping babies necessary?"
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
It's
anyway, sorry. Yeah. You were saying.
Andre the Giant, if he ate raw meat, his body kept getting bigger and bigger, and that required a ton of nutrition and energy he clearly wasn't getting from his American fast food diet. He's from, like,
France.
Belgium, right?
He's from France.
France, yeah.
Yeah, well, and, you know, his body kept getting bigger and bigger because he was so malnutrition.
To Americans, yeah. You know. American,
malnourished.
No, from his American fast food diet, and apparently was a massive drinker and can consume over 100-plus beers in a single night out. He still, however, grew to an immense height and weight and was called the Andre the Giant, we all know.
The Andre the Giant.
Why, that's the Andre the Giant.
Yeah, that's how he was known.
He had a pituitary gland disorder in which he produced growth hormones indefinitely till he died.
Wait, genetics are a thing that exists?
No, can't be.
All right.
Had he consumed the raw primal diet and didn't drink, he could have lived a long, healthy life? As well as becoming even larger? Andre was a giant, but my other question is, were giants more common and real thousands of years ago?
Yeah.
When these giants...
How old was Andre the Giant, anyways?
All right, so I asked the question, and now that the answer is yes, when these giant humans lived in less toxic environments, didn't stress their bodies for wrestling or bad diets and became stuff of legends? Myths?
Right, yeah, no, it's ultimately Vince McMahon's bad influence.
Yeah, it stressed their bodies for wrestling. Yeah.
Growth was stunted.
Can you imagine Andre the Giant being in the ring and Hulk Hogan thinking he was the gross one?
When I was a kid, there were giants everywhere. They weren't eating at McDonald's.
To me, this seems very real. I do believe giants existed en masse at some point, and those fairy tales we grew up hearing could have been real. For example, if you research the Yamnaya people, the original group of Indo-Europeans who lived on the steppes of Russia, they were an immensely powerful and large people. Their skulls were larger in comparison to ours, and they subsisted primarily off raw dairy and some meat and eggs. And they would have been quite scary to the modern human today, and weren't by any stretch really that ancient.
Skip a
bunch, assumably.
I mean, just as a footnote, I don't know that we need it, but like as a footnote, the Yamnaya, I'm looking it up, was a culture that was in existence from 3300 to 2600 BC. So obviously, all of the records there would be really good.
Pretty good, yeah.
You know,
like, whatever they would say would be fucking
true.
There's
some history nerd that's like, actually, that's not true.
And they wrote down their diets like pretty thoroughly, as I understand.
Then there's a paragraph where I just say, basically, does diet influence evolution more than we think? And then I go on to say, what we eat makes us who we are, physically and mentally.
Right.
You couldn't say that this way of eating doesn't make you more aware?
Fuck
stronger?
Yeah!
This is the reason why the government don't want people eating this way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be too dangerous, too aware, no brain fog or mental illness, a focused and clear mind with no mental distractions.
Yeah.
One that can see through deception and follow through with their goals.
Yeah, why does it big?
Hillary wants to take away your sheep brain.
Exactly.
Oh, hey, man.
Why won't they let us drink more maggots? Damn it.
I hope you can hear how much gesticulating I'm doing as I say this.
Yeah. Oh, we can.
Good. And dice rolling.
Yeah.
I know I went on a monologue, but it flowed.
Yeah, mad flow, baby. Shit, yeah.
Yeah.
It flows.
Yeah, Bart.
And I wanted to say it all. I think this diet is very important to society, and the way a population eats can determine its path or course, as well as individual happiness and health.
Thank you.
It flows. Thank like you, omnivorous Rex. Liquid high meat that's out on my porch.
Yep.
It has been since 2006.
I think you want to bring that in now. That's just about ripe. Yeah.
He finishes up his post with a link to a YouTube, like a YouTube video. And the specific video that he linked to was like something about the Yamnaya tribe I'm not going to watch. but I did see that the channel had a video titled Black Plague Victims Debunked.
They were pretending to try and get
your
money.
Yeah, full of shit.
It was a false flag operation.
they were liberals.
Look, people, we're out here. We're debunking the Black Plague hoax.
Nobody even lived in those houses in the first place.
Yeah.
Alex Jones must now play Black Plague victims $700 trillion. Some fucking peasants like, yeah, finally. Oh my god.
What did we learn from any of this F+?
I don't drink enough goat's blood.
No.
Most of these people are dead.
Fucking
that's what we learned.
Most of these people are fucking dead.
These are some dead motherfuckers we're mocking right now, which is, you know, it's rude.
I don't feel bad for them.
Nah.
Nope.
Fuck them.
I felt like the meat only people, I felt kind of bad for them. Nothing here.
Yeah.
Well, because meat tastes good.
Yeah.
Right? And we're all familiar with the idea of overdoing it. So, like, we did an episode, like, called Carne Idiota, 326, if you're interested. And, like, people were eating too much meat, because, you know, Jordan Peterson.
Yep.
And terrible things were happening to them. But, like, this is something where, like, they had so many early indications. Like, somebody was sitting on his computer, typing on Reddit, looking at a rotten jar of meat and being like, I'm about to eat it. Oh, no.
There's no, like, one person who's a voice of reason. There's, like, that mod guy, the official guy, who just keeps it going. There's no one that's like, I don't like drinking this. You know, like...
Yeah, no, the only thing
those,
close
those
to it...
Those posts are definitely deleted.
Yeah.
I think that's probably true, probably
The closest thing they've got is, like, somebody saying, well, as A.A. Jonas told us right before he was crucified, you should always be drinking, you know, shit smoothies and, I don't know, inject your maggots directly up your ass. I don't even know.
Well, one of the three rules was, like, no advice that A. Jonas didn't give. So, like, A. Jonas probably never wrote stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, guaranteed. He was never like, hey, whoa, slow down.
Whoa, is that a shit smoothie? Hold on, guy.
People buying my books?
He's like, I wrote this as...
Keep doing what
you're
doing. I
wrote this as a joke, like, the Scientology thing. Like, I wrote, like...
We've done a couple of these now. There was the butter episode, and the no shampoo episode.
But
this has been people that have been like doing actions, seeing causation, and going, "What the fuck is happening?
Why am I shitting so much? Why can't I stop shitting?"
I can't imagine why people who can't associate causes and consequences are really into this as a diet.
Well, there's also, I realize that there's no consistency, right? So there's one person that's like, help, I can't stop shitting. And one person's like, oh, you need butter for that and your teeth. And he's like, no, you can't do butter in your teeth. And the other guy's like, well, you definitely can do butter, but not your teeth. Like, wait, what? Wait a minute. Like, there's no... If this androgynous guy wrote this book, like, you should all have kind of the same information.
Well, it's kind of like the nofap thing, right? Because it's like if somebody was out there like starting a Reddit community that was like jerk off all of the time, never stop jerking, it'd be like, well, that's bad advice, but, like, I get what you're going for. You know, like I get the motivation there. But, like, all of this stuff, like, I don't, what's the fucking, why? Why are you doing this? Like, what are you going
for?
Imagine
the person in the middle of the Venn diagram between NoFap and Raw Primal.
There's more than one.
Yes. This is a circle. Yes.
I do think there's so much crossover here. There's so much crossover here.
There's one guy out of it because his dick fell off.
Yeah.
Dick fell off? Question mark, Mark?
Should I eat it?
Yeah.
You know, when you said, like, these are all just the titles of, like, YouTube, like, snapshots. Yeah, I agree. Like, ate raw meat, got sick?
Yeah, just question marks all over the goddamn place. Everywhere.
Our website, as always, thefbl.us. All of our episodes are on there. Lots of them have chapters. There's documents for just about all of them. A picture of Achilles Healy's on there somewhere, yelling at an apple. and our forum is Ball Pit! And here's what I'm hoping, is that by the time this episode comes out, if you go to ahoylemon.xyz, you will be able to play the hot new game that's sweeping the nation. Favorite game everybody loves
is this Nicki Minaj.
Okay, bye. Hey, we've got new merch for sale. THEFPL.us.